Well, I'm in John chapter 10, and this is a message that I preached in Dingwall, or in Cape North, actually, today in August, I'm sorry, in October the 26th, 2014. And sadly, I forgot to press the record button, so I'm going to share this message from John chapter 10. An exciting word from God as we look at the statements that Jesus makes about a good shepherd. And it starts in John chapter 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, he says, I say to you, he does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls out his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. We'll look at this first section, and Jesus here is speaking a parable, a story, an illustration to his disciples and those who were around them. And he wants them to understand something. And what we discover here is that they didn't get it. But what he does is first describe how it is that shepherds and sheep and sheepfolds and how they fit. Now, this was an agricultural society, and they understood much of this, but they didn't understand the spiritual application. So we're going to start with the physical realities and then see what the spiritual application is. He starts out with the words, most assuredly or truly, I say to you. And then he refers to the one that does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way. Now, a sheepfold was an enclosure where the sheep would be able to be put in at night so that they would be safe, so they could be guarded by the walls of this fold. They were made sometimes of mud, sometimes of rock, sometimes even of branches woven together. And they were put there with a circular or square, and at one, it was one entrance to the sheepfold. One way in and one way out. And naturally, if you were going to go into a house or a home, you wouldn't be climbing in the window. If you were driving down the street and you looked over in your neighbor's house or somebody's house and you saw somebody trying to climb up and get into a window, you might get a little suspicious. You might think something's wrong here, and you might make a phone call. And that's what Jesus was saying. He said, the one who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. There would be no other reason to go some other way but that there was a devious thought or action that was about to be performed, that someone was going to come and steal sheep or do something illicit. And so Jesus says, anybody that wants to go in the sheepfold, of course he's going to go by the door. If he doesn't, he has an ulterior motive. Now let me encourage you, as we look at this, that Jesus is going to teach us more than something about sheep and sheepfolds, but let's get that picture in our minds. But then he says, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He has a right to enter in because he owns sheep. He has a right to enter in because he comes to either bring his sheep into the sheepfold or bring his sheep out of the sheepfold. And so in John 10:3, it says, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, a doorkeeper was sometimes employed when during a winter season. There would be big sheepfolds, large sheepfolds, and there would be multiple flocks that would be gathered in those sheepfolds at night. So there would be many different shepherds. Each shepherd had its own flock. And a doorkeeper would have been at the doorway, maintaining, protecting sheep from getting out and from enemies from getting in. And so he says the doorkeeper opens at the sound of the shepherd. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The way that goes on in that country, in the Middle Eastern countries, was each shepherd had his own flock, and each shepherd would call his sheep, and only those sheep would come out. And somebody told me something interesting tonight, Margie McKinnon from Dingwall. She said, chickens will do that. Your own chickens will follow you, and they will respond to your voice and your voice alone. Never knew that about chickens, but it is the case with sheep. And so the shepherd comes, and he calls his own sheep, and all the other sheep stay in, and his own sheep leave the fold. They come out. They respond. So here's the Lord Jesus speaking about these things. And then he says, when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. That's the shepherd. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So that's the illustration that Jesus used. And it tells us that Jesus used this illustration in John 10:6, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. They didn't grasp what was happening here. They were missing the point of it. Somehow, they didn't understand this illustration of a good shepherd. So, what does Jesus do? He explains it to them. And not only to them, but to us. For these things were written, not just for those and at that time, but they were written for our learning, that we might understand some things about God and us. For what does the Bible say about us? The Bible says that all we like sheep have gone astray. The Bible gives this illustration all through the Old Testament. We find that, as David writes in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And so we understand from the scriptures that we are the sheep. The Jews surely should have understood that from the Old Testament, as I quoted Isaiah 53, where it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." And so we are the sheep, and the Lord is the shepherd. And we have turned from the shepherd and bishop of our souls. But we can return to the shepherd and bishop of our souls, as Peter writes, if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So my friend, what Jesus says here, as he explains this illustration to them, he said to them again in John 10:7, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now this is interesting, because we're going to find out that he's the shepherd, but first he says that he is the door. Now, how can he be the door? We think of doors as doors. And actually, when you discover in the Word of God, you find, history and how shepherds dealt with their sheep, that when they were out on the hills and they had a small sheep fold, the shepherd was the door. The shepherd got in the doorway of the sheep fold, and that's where he would sleep. And he would be the one that would allow sheep out, and he would be the one to keep the wolves from coming in. And so he was really, actually, a door. So the shepherd is not only a shepherd for his sheep, but he's an actual doorway for the sheep. And so Jesus said to them, "I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." And then he says this, John 10:8, "All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." So what Jesus says, I am exclusively the door. I am the only shepherd that you need. I am the only shepherd for sheep. God is not going to send another savior. God will not send anyone else. He sent his best. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ. And the good shepherd who has come has said that he is the doorway. Now, he is the doorway into the sheepfold. He's the doorway into the place of safety. He's the one that can rescue us. And no one else, all whoever came before me are thieves and robbers. No one else has this title. Yes, there are many people who say there are many ways to God, but there are no other ways. There is only one door, only one. John 10:9, Jesus said, I am the door. He never said, I am a door, which means there are other doors. There was no other entrance way into the sheepfold where it would be recognized and accepted. God will accept no other doorway and no other door but Jesus Christ himself. And so as the shepherd would be the doorway for the sheep in protecting them and watching over them, so too the Lord Jesus is the doorway for the sheep of the world and those who come and trust in him. He says this, I am the door, John 10:9. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Oh, don't think that you'll be able to get in the sheepfold by going over the wall. Don't think that you can find some other way. There is no other way, friends. You will be discovered to be a thief. You will be discovered to be a robber, a murderer. You will discover that you are on the outs with God. You see, if you want to get to the last final sheepfold, you have to come by the door. But here's what it says. If anyone enters by me, says Jesus, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And so the Lord Jesus says, I save anyone who comes by me. Don't we have John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Yes, the claims of Jesus Christ are absolutely exclusive, and he has every right to make them because he is the Son of God, because he is the only one that died for our sins so that the door could swing open wide. No one in the history of the world will ever be with God if Christ had not died on the cross for our sins. But he has died. He has made a way. He has come to be the good shepherd. He has come to be the doorway for the sheep. And he has come and offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins so that the doorway could be swung open wide, because you can't get into heaven with your sin. But you see, that's why we have the word, he will be saved. Oh, can you say today that you are saved? Do you know that you are? If you don't know that you are, you likely aren't. Because being saved is trusting with full assurance in Jesus Christ. If you do not trust him, you cannot be saved. But you know, it's more than just being saved and going to heaven. You will go in and out and find pasture. You will be led by the Good Shepherd. He will guide your life. You will become a follower of Jesus Christ. You will do the things that he calls you to do. You will hear his voice and follow him. All of this is illustrated in the shepherd who comes to open the doorway so that you can be saved. The shepherd who comes and welcomes you as one of his sheep. The shepherd who then leads his sheep in the direction that he so chooses, and the sheep follow him. They do not listen to the voice of strangers. Are you one of the Lord's sheep? Or are you a lost one? Are you outside the fold? You can come in. You can come into the sheepfold. Oh, my friend, you can come in, listen to the voice of Jesus, call upon him, go in by him, put your trust in him today, accept him as the Lord and Savior of your life, believe that he died for your sins, And as you trust him, you will be saved. And you will be provided for. And you will be led by the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." His plan and his purpose is destruction. And the greatest thief of all is none other than Lucifer, Satan himself. And Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And so the contrast then is given by the Lord Jesus. This is what the thief does. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. He's not for you, he's against you. He will pursue you. He will chase you down and destroy you if you do not have a good shepherd. If you do not have someone who gets you safely into the sheepfold and guards you from the enemy. Where are you today? Are you subject to the thief? Are you subject to Lucifer, who the Bible says is walking about seeking whom he may devour? He is powerful. But oh, we have such promises. If you're saved, if you have the Lord Jesus Christ, then greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is the Lord Jesus. Friend, don't take any chances. Make sure that you are saved. Make sure that you have trusted in the Lord Jesus and that you are now a follower of the Lord Jesus and that he leads you. And then we have that great promise that he says, "Listen, I've come that you might have life. I've come to bless you. I've come to minister to you. I've come to give you abundance of life. You might have life," and he says, "and have it more abundantly." Oh, that roaring lion, that thief, continually seeks to deceive people and draw them into paths of sin and bring wreck and ruin to their lives. But the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, has come to give you abundant life. Maybe you're thinking, "Well, if I became a Christian, it would spoil my fun. There's lots of stuff I wouldn't be able to do." Now, there's no question that God has called us to difficulty if you become a Christian, but he's called you to joy. He's called you to peace, and he's called you to abundance, real abundance. Oh, don't listen to the devil's lies. Don't be deceived and led off down the garden path, as it were. But turn to Jesus Christ today and accept him. And you will rejoice that he is the doorway and he is the good shepherd. Jesus goes on to say in John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Ah, now we discover what kind of a shepherd he is. Up to now, he said he's the door. But now he says, "I am the good shepherd." Not just the shepherd, but the good shepherd. And he will lead us. And he will lead us out into blessing. He will lead us into green pastures, as it were. Because he's a good shepherd. But listen, this good shepherd is not just going to make sure that he does his duty down to the wire of everything that he's supposed to do. He goes far and above and beyond the call of duty. For Jesus said in John 10:12, "But a hireling, he is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and he doesn't care about the sheep." Oh, what a perfect illustration Jesus gives here. And he shows us that the truth of the matter, and it is true. Listen, if you were hired to look after some sheep and say you were paid $10 an hour, oh, let's be generous. Let's say you got paid $20 an hour to look after these sheep. And so there you are, you're out in the field. You're looking after the sheep. And all of a sudden, a flock of wolves, or to put in their context where we live, a flock of coyotes, not the western, but the eastern coyote, which can grow up to 60 to 80 pounds, snarling coyotes come running. Hey, this isn't worth $20 an hour. I'm out of here. Why? Because I'm a hireling. I don't really care about the sheep. I care about my money. But my money's not going to be worth anything to me if those coyotes rip me apart. And there's no way that I'm willing to get ripped apart for a bunch of sheep. I'm out of here. That's what Jesus said a hireling is like. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Oh, my friend, do you understand today what kind of shepherd Jesus is? He's a real shepherd. And he cares so deeply for the sheep that he lays his life down. This is the work of the cross. This is God pointing, Jesus pointing to the cross and showing the incredible love and compassion that he has for us. God wants you in his heaven. God wants you to have your sins forgiven. God wants you to have abundant life. But you have to come to the shepherd. You have to be saved. Come in. Jesus is waiting. Cry out to him. Ask him to save you and believe that it is done and you will be rejoicing. You will no longer belong to yourself, but you will belong to Jesus and walk in his paths and do his will. The good shepherd, he gives his life for the sheep. He is not a hireling. Listen, that's who Jesus is. There's no one like him. John 10:14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. The relationship that Jesus develops with us is real, and it's intimate. This is what he says. And then he says, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He says it again here. Now listen, these passages show us something. They reveal to us that God the Father and God the Son are together in this. And that the Father knows the Son knows the Father, and if you know the Son, then you will know the Father. But it'll only happen through the death of Jesus Christ as he laid down his life for you. Oh, the glory of this. Oh, the truths that Jesus is bringing out as he uses this illustration of sheep and shepherd. Aren't you glad if you are one of his sheep? Aren't you rejoicing that now you belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to you, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity? Oh, he does love you. But if you're outside the fold, you need to be brought in. Listen to what Jesus said in John 10:16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now, some people read this and say, oh, God wants us all to be one. And so what we have to do is just get all the religions to come together. It doesn't matter if they agree. Just bring them all together. It doesn't matter their doctrine. It doesn't matter their theology. As long as they all get together and become one, there is no oneness there. That is not what the oneness to Jesus talks about. Jesus says, you've got to come by me. You have to come by the door. It's not going to a church. You can go in the doorways of churches all your life and be lost. But if you come through the Lord Jesus Christ, who said he is the door, the way, the truth, and the life, you will be saved. It's just what he says. Thank you, Lord. And you will be gloriously saved by the cross to come into a relationship with the living God, that you will be tight with the Father and with the Son, and of course with the Holy Spirit as well. And that's what he says here. He says here, I lay down my life for the sheep. Now notice he says this. Three times. John 10:11. John 10:15. John 10:17. And John 10:18. I'm sorry, four times he mentions his death here. His coming death. Planned out. No mistake here. This good shepherd knows exactly what he's doing and left heaven's glory to come and to suffer and die on a cruel cross for you that you might be saved. But Jesus desires to bring other sheep that are not of this fold, he says. Now, that reference could be, first of all, those who are already converted are in the fold. But he says, I want others to come too. But also could be because Jesus had been ministering and calling the Jews. And through the Old Testament, the call of God was upon him. He says, I'm not going to save just Jews. I'm going to save Gentiles too. I'm just going to save more. I'm into the more. I'm looking for more. I will reach to the ends of the earth. I will go to Meek Cove. I will go to Egypt. I will go to South America. I will go to Iqaluit in northern Canada. I will go to the smallest islands. I will go all over the planet calling people to myself because I laid down my life for them. If you're in the sound of my voice and you have never come to Jesus Christ, now's the time to come. He is the Good Shepherd. Trust him. And he wants to bring you in the fold. And he is adding to that fold tonight. He is adding to that fold as you hear this message. Thousands are coming to Jesus Christ every day throughout this planet. Don't hold back. Come to Jesus. Jesus says in John 10:18, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself. And not only do I lay it down of myself, I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Oh, listen, understand this. Jesus Christ has the power to raise himself from the dead. He said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. And he spoke of the temple of his body. Some groups think that that's not true, that Jesus ceased to exist when he died on that cross. But he did not cease to exist. He rose himself from the dead. Indeed, the scriptures teach the Father rose Christ from the dead. Jesus rose himself from the dead and the Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. I, Jesus said, have the power. Praise the Lord. This is the one who died for you, who has such authority that he has conquered death. He has defeated death. And so we have a good shepherd who will bring his sheep into the fold, who will lay down at the doorway, who will stand and protect his sheep at all cost, even to the death. And he actually did that so that you could be saved, so you could come into the sheepfold and experience the wonderful safety of Almighty God. Jesus said, anyone other than me is a thief and a robber. Oh, I encourage you today, with all my heart, I encourage you, come to Jesus. Discover this wonderful shepherd. Discover this incredible doorway that is open, who is none other than the Son of God himself, and come to Jesus. Come and experience abundance. Come and experience forgiveness. Come and experience the joy of the Lord, who is your strength. Come and be part of this great fold, because someday, at the end of it all, there will be the heavenly fold. And Jesus is gathering people for that heavenly fold. And he wants to gather you, sheep who have gone astray, starting in the garden and continuing because of our sin and rebellion. And yet he is calling us, calling you to come in and be part of the fold. If you do not respond, if you do not come, you have chosen your fate for eternity. Oh, my friend, turn now. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him, that good shepherd, to save you and forgive you and restore you and take you into the fold and lead you and guide you and control you. Here you're going to serve somebody. It's going to be the devil or the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Choose you who you're going to serve. Choose to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Thank God for the Lord Jesus. Thank God that we have such a Savior as this, who loves you and who will always, always be with you. Next week, we will see the reaction to the words of Jesus as they began to understand what he was saying, who he was. Oh, he's the Savior. May you understand. May your eyes be opened. May you come to Jesus tonight and experience full pardon, full forgiveness, and full provision. Amen.